In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. As we continue these services, I ask to read Holy Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, at the very beginning from verse 2 through verse 6, and the words are heard in Jesus' name, read as follows. Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered to them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." John the Baptist was put in the prison by Herod. We could say that John was a strong preacher of the word going before Jesus. As Jesus himself said of John, confessing that he is the one of whom it has been written that I will send a messenger before you. He will prepare a way for you. Verily, not one that has been born of woman has been greater than John the Baptist, but the very least of in the kingdom of God is greater than him. And John the Baptist was the preparer of the way for Jesus and proclaimed that message of the gospel, that the kingdom of God has come nigh, repent and believe the gospel. As we mentioned, John was there in prison and was put there through Herod. Why so? John bravely admonished Herod that you should not take your brother's wife. And so John was put into prison. When we think now that John, who among other things had been able to baptize Jesus himself there in the at the River Jordan, and saw how the pigeon fell lower down on Jesus' head, over Jesus' head, and heard the word of God that said, "This is my son, of him whom I'm very pleased." John knew very vividly that Jesus is the promised Messiah. But this portion here tells us the children of God today a comforting word that such a strong preacher of the word as John was in his time. There in jail, he began to doubt, is this true after all? The enemy of the soul, whom we cannot even the smallest way say that he is lazy. He dares to come to every child of God and come there through there where the gate is or fence is at its lowest, And now we can see how John was there in the prison. Enemy of the soul came to him and came to be there by this powerful preacher of the word. And as we read, John then sent to Jesus two of his disciples to ask that, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? The disciples came to Jesus. How did Jesus receive these disciples of doubting John? Very lovingly. He did not say to them that, go tell John that stop talking nonsense, you have seen me. But in a very loving way, tells the disciples, go and tell John what you hear and see. Of the same matter that Jesus tells us that the blind receive their sight and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up and the poor have gospel, the good news preached to them. Long before the birth of Jesus, prophet Isaiah foretold the very same thing. When Isaiah in the 35th chapter from 6th verse on then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Isaiah already foretold this, which Jesus now tells to the disciples of John. And when we, today, consider this portion of the Word of God, we have been able to gather together around our dear Opisto for Opisto services to hear what the Heavenly Father has to teach and advise and comfort to each of us. And when we think of these words of Jesus and Isaiah, it is completely true. These words are completely true even today. In this kingdom where we of uncomprehensible mercy of God can dwell, believing our own sins forgiven, even today the blind receive their sight, the lame leap, and the leprous are cleansed, and the deaf can hear. The enemy of the soul can feed us into a human child, that sin, so that it blinds one's eyes, so that we cannot see anymore the destination for which we are believing. We are believing for that reason, that one day we would make it to the glory of heaven. And if sin can dim our vision and sight, there's the danger that we can fall away from this way to heaven. It is clear if you cannot see, if you do not have the destination where to go, one goes around and around, knowing not where to go and where one is coming from. But in this kingdom, Heavenly Father has given and left us the Holy Spirit to open these holy words of God and its teachings for the reason that those eyes blinded by sin, the ears shut by sin, are open to see and hear that there is the destination. Toward that, it is good for us to journey along this way. Still today, the work is done through the Holy Spirit until the moment when God sees it good. And when we consider how the gospel today, how widely and broadly it is being spread and preached today. Even this sermon is being listened to a lot larger crowd than what is gathered here in the service tent. One can listen to this anywhere in the world. And when we think of how the Heavenly Father has taken this modern technology to aid the spreading of the gospel, millions, hundreds of millions are searching for this around the globe. And through this, those eyes blinded by sin can be opened and one can receive that gospel word and becomes an indweller of the kingdom of God with full rights. And as I believe you also are listening to this word and speech, who do not quite have a clear destination, who thinks that I cannot be as a citizen of that crowd. God is calling you. Listen and receive the word of the gospel. You can believe here and now all of your sins and errors of the life you have lived forgiven, completely forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And in through this you can enter this way of which the prophet Isaiah continues to say in the 8th verse, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. In this time, and always we could say, human wisdom has been appreciated, and why not? It is good to use the wisdom given by the Heavenly Father for the temporal duties, which God, Heavenly Father, has given at the right portions. But now when we think of the holy way, this highway along which the unclean cannot even step. On this way, even the dumb shall not go astray. We heard at the opening services already how who are the most important ones and the greatest ones in this kingdom. When the brother spoke of the gospel of children and the little children, those toddlers, they are the greatest inhabitants of the kingdom. When we read this view of Jesus about John in the 11th chapter, 11th verse, when Jesus says that truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So Jesus did not raise John to be the head of or the leader of the kingdom of God. This kingdom has Heavenly Father only as the head and the leader, the employer, one who protects and guides, who has promised to take care of his own until the very end of the world. But as we heard this morning, the smallest, the toddlers, the faith of a little child has been given as an example to all of us. So that through that faith of a little child, and as with such a faith, we could be living in this kingdom and be trusting in the good caretaking and guidance of the Heavenly Father. Therein is for many of us, I have to say, at times it's very hard to say that we are truly trusting. We also heard today in a sermon that in the gift of faith, there's not a question of our own doing, that we cannot improve it and create it, but of God's, of the grace of Heavenly Father, as and completely as a gift, we are able to be owning it. Through one's own deeds, that are often counted in this world. When you do this and that and help your neighbor, do this and that, and then through that, I then, based on these deeds, I will earn blessedness, my place in heaven. But the Holy Word of God encourages us for sure to love our neighbor as ourselves and help those in need. Absolutely. But we do not do that so that we would somehow earn in a more sure way the place in heaven. No. But we ask power from the Heavenly Father for that, and then when we have heard and believed to our that gospel to our own heart, we experience it a great gift of faith, hope, and love. And love is the greatest and gives us that power to do the good deeds. And I would say in such a way that without love, we would not be here again today at the Opisto services. The organization of these Opisto services require love, through which we can receive strength to organize all the surroundings, and so that we can be here enjoying the teachings of the Word of God. It is love that gives us the strength. If we would try to go with our own power, it would end quite quickly. Children of God are gathered here precisely for that reason, that our eyes of faith could be washed as the enemy of the soul gives those stains, that we could be washing them away. Sight of faith dims in the same way as these glasses, in a way that you cannot see through anymore. It's easy to wash glasses, but when the enemy of the soul is by us and our eyes of faith begin to dim, it is hard to see that. But then we want to remain humble and have a desire to remain in this crowd and throng on this highway where the unholy cannot step on, as Isaiah mentioned long, long ago, thousands of years ago, that even today this holy way is traveled by only a small throng compared to the whole population of the world. But dear brother and sister of mine, today we can be extremely thankful and happy that you and I, we can step on this way as a gift of God. As Jesus here continued, that dead are raised up and the poor have the good news preached to them. Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, who had been in the grave for several days, and Lazarus just walked out of the grave. Today, physically, to my knowledge, dead have not been raised. At least I have not heard of it. But which is really nice to hear every now and then, how people spiritually dead are able to receive of God's grace the good news, and the spiritually dead are raised to life. What is then the joyous message? What is the power through which even today these things can happen? We can read from the first letter to Romans, first verse, chapter, verses 16 and 17. The apostle writes here, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the gospel, which is being preached through the Holy Spirit in the kingdom of God and from the kingdom of God to everyone to receive at their own address, that is that power of God. The core message of the gospel is that you can believe all sins and temptations and the luring of the enemy of the souls also can be lowered there underneath the gospel. So even at this moment, my dear listener of the word, brother and sister, whether you are here in the tent or in the service area, or no matter where in the globe, on the globe are you, you have a permission to believe all, completely all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. This permission and right belongs to every human. This gift is being delivered also here at these services. That's why these services are being organized. This is the main reason for these services. We do not look down on the part where this is an important way of raising funds for our dear Opisto, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is that we can be hearing that I still have a permission and right to dwell in this kingdom, believing my own sins forgiven. That is the number one matter. And we then remember who has been given to us as an example. That little toddler who trusts one's parents so strongly. Oh, if we would also trust in the same way that God will take care of every one of us. And as we yet remember how the Word of God teaches us that we can approach our Heavenly Father with prayers, as He promises we can request anything. He has promised to respond to us. Sometimes it feels that His response is not according to our own will, but it is good for us to humble ourselves to that. As every one of us, we have a various type of memory of the life that has been lived. Maybe we remember this morning, but do we know anything about tomorrow morning? We do not really have any kind of sure knowledge. We have our assumption that who have come here to services, that we can wake up to a new day of services, but our Heavenly Father knows precisely tomorrow and our future. And when we add to it that He has promised to take care of us, isn't it best for us then to just humble ourselves and acknowledge that the Heavenly Father knows our own lives way better and our future way better? We of course plan, that is correct. But when we remember to add that, let Father, your will happen. Not according to our own will, but let us trust and believe in the will of our Heavenly Father. So it is at this moment also at these services we can remain in the care of God's blessing word, believing all our own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. That is the power from which we receive the strength to travel onward on this way to journey, on our way to heaven, and receive that humility into our mind that we will be okay with that which God gives us. And that gospel is the only source of strength. And so I would also ask that, can I yet believe all my own sins and temptations forgiven? I have the desire and will to be together traveling with this throng. There is no better place for this life than to be able to be one traveling in this kingdom. So we will remain in the good care of Jesus' word. In Jesus' name, Amen.